What's up, y'all? My name is Abby Daniel, and you are listening to my Travel Tales podcast. Here, I will be talking all about my personal travel experiences, as well as some of my friends' stories. So buckle in, kids. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And since this is my first podcast, I felt that it would only be fitting to talk of one of the students who went with me on my first study abroad trip, Emily Bloom.
What up?
Hello.
We're here. Hello, I'm here.
Such a fun time.
Let me see. Let me look in your purse. You got a dollar? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, it's a TikTok. So what do you remember from our first trip that we went on? When it was like the summer of our sophomore year?
Yeah, was it soph? Yes. Yeah, it was sophomore year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun.
I think there's a lot of individual memories from that trip. Some good.
Some definitely bad.
Some terrible.
Oh my God, I'm just trying to remember. A car caught on fire.
Yeah, and then like...
at the haunted hotel.
Yeah.
That was
fun. And then melted all the cars around it.
And oh my God, yes it did.
Were you in the group that went to the graveyard?
Yes, because and then we were with Emily Edens.
Yeah.
Okay, so to preface, Emily Edens was our tour, she wasn't our tour guide, but she was like our, like...
not mentor, but like...
yeah, what I don't know what that word is, I guess. I'll think
chaperone.
Of it later. Yes, she was like the head chaperone, because she was one of our teachers at our school. And me and my friend Emily Bloom here... we're with Emily Edens, the teacher, walking around in a graveyard.
Like, fun time.
Where was it? It was at a cathedral, which was like, I don't even know how far away. We weren't that far
away.
Like,
it was probably like a 10 or 15 minute walk.
Yeah, it was kind of down the road, but like it was definitely scary because Drake Hill scared me. Do you remember
Wait,
that?
Wait, was it when we were like walking through that like garden thing and there was like trees everywhere and it was dark?
Was it me, you and Drake that were walking through the garden?
I don't remember, but it was like.
I was with Ellie at one point.
I don't remember specifics. I just remember this like very weird, like poorly lit garden. And I remember we were with Carrie and we were with Carrie and Edens.
Yeah. Well, I think your mom was with us too.
No, my mom wasn't with us because remember when we heard about the car, I started freaking out.
Yeah, you like called your mom.
Because I thought my mom was in...
Miss Waymire was like, oh, there's a car on fire.
No, she didn't say a car. She said there was a fire at the hotel.
Oh.
So remember we thought the hotel was burning down.
This is so chaotic. We are going in so many different directions.
We went straight in for it. It's
but
fine.
It was fun. Okay, so, back to the beginning. We were walking around in the graveyard, mm-hmm. right? And we were with Emily Edens. It was me, you, Emily, and I think Zach Carey was with us. And... he was the other chaperone. Him and Emily Edens are married. But
they weren't at that point, were they? They were dating.
They were still dating. They weren't married yet, but yeah. He hadn't proposed yet, but they were dating. And Edens got like a text or something about, or I don't know if it was a text or a call from one of the other chaperones who was another teacher at our high school and just said that there was a fire at the hotel.
Yeah, that's it.
And we were like, and it was so weird because Sue, who was our tour guide, she was from Manchester. We were in the middle of nowhere, England.
Yeah.
Like, this hotel was, like, the only thing that was, like, around. And
yeah.
It was haunted. Because I remember later that night, me and my roommate that I had to stay with went on, like, a ghost hunt. But that's totally different. That's on the other
side.
It's
a whole different story.
But I remember Sue being like, make sure you guys check your fire exits when you first get there. And I like, kind of remember looking at, like, one of the other girls that was with us, Kylie. And I was like... she's never said that before. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of creepy. We're at a haunted hotel.
Yeah.
You know? And she
I feel like when you hear that, you're always like, check your fire exits. Like, okay,
yeah,
everybody
like, okay.
says that.
Right. But it just kind of freaked, I don't know why, but it kind of resonated
yeah.
with me. And like, later, whenever we got that call, I was like, oh my God. Like, is this place on fire? I was like, all of my luggage.
Well, and I remember
hotel.
I was like, oh my God, my mom's dead. Oh my God,
oh
my mom's going to die. My mom's in a fire. Like,
yeah. Your mom was just chilling.
And so then I was like, holy shit, like this is
yes
literally hold up we gotta get back now.
I remember we like sprinted back and there was just a car on fire because there was a wedding. They were having a wedding at this haunted hotel and there was like this huge white tent in the back like where they were having their reception and it was the car that the bride and groom were supposed to leave in. And I guess because it was like the old town, like traditional car. And I think somebody said that it was just like really old, but then somebody else was like, oh, somebody's trying to sabotage their marriage. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, is this Criminal Minds?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
Well, because like, where is Spencer Reed?
Literally. Spencer Reed was there. Trip mate. Trip literally, mate. Actually, I feel like that leads into another story that I remember. I think we were in London and we were walking around, and do you remember we were walking past, like we were walking over a bridge, and there was that like guy who's doing a photo shoot. Do you remember that?
Yes, like the supermodel. I'm pretty sure that like I took a video of that, and like
we should look back and see who it is. We should see who it is.
I know. Oh, well, I don't know if I actually got his face, because I remember we walked past him, but I waited until we were like past him to shoot it, because we were coming back from Windsor Castle, I think. And but before that, we saw the guy, Newt, from...
The Maze Runner.
Yes.
Yeah.
We saw him and, like, the little kid from Nanny McPhee, because he was in this, like, super decked out, like, old Mustang sports car. Yeah. And we had to walk, and he stopped at a stop sign, and we walked in front of the car, and I was like, oh, my God, I think that's who that was. And I still regret that to this day.
So,
me and I walked up next to you, and I was like, oh, my God, Emily, yeah. I think that's that guy. And you were like, I think it is, too.
I think, like, oh, shit. I remember I was also like obsessed with The Maze Runner. It's, so I was
I have the books.
Yeah, literally those were like the first, they weren't the first books that I read, but like,
yeah. Like one of the first ones that really resonated with me when you read. Yeah, that you like, connected with. Yeah. That's
so moral of the story, if you want to meet famous people, go to London.
Although I've been to London twice now and
never seen anyone famous again.
No, I haven't. Not since then. I had my eyes peeled for the boys though, like for the One Direction boys. I did have my eyes peeled for them. because I was like, where the hell is Louis? Like, because that was when they painted the...
Louis?
They painted the mural for Walls. And, like, they had, like, the whole track list and everything. And they painted that, like, literally right before we, like, left for my study abroad trip. This is a completely different story.
This is so...
I know, this is so chaotic. I feel like people
you're going to have to, like, do some cuts.
Well, yeah, maybe. But this... Yeah, that's a complete... I'm not even going to...
We're not even going to go into that.
I know, we're sticking to our first time. Because in the summer before... Or the summer after my sophomore year when we went there, that was the very first time I ever left the country.
Yeah.
Was that for you, too?
I think... I'm trying to think. That was definitely wasn't the first time I left the country, but it was the first time I had gone to Europe.
Yeah, because we started this in Ireland, and then we went to Ireland. We did a day in Wales.
I also remember, like, it was crazy because, like, going before you guys and leaving after. Yeah. That was a whole different...
Yeah, Emily left, like, 2 or 3 days before us and then stayed another few days after we already had gone back. I was so jealous.
It was great. It was so fun.
I was so freaking jealous.
Also, our Airbnb had a cat, and greatest experience of my life. Mm-hmm. Also, I remember like staying in the Airbnb was so weird. We were like in this little village. I can't remember. I think we went back to it when we were leaving Ireland or something. Mm-hmm. It was called Bunratty, and it was like...
Oh my God, the Bunratty Castle.
Yeah. And that's where my mom's Airbnb was. But it was so weird because I had never been like... I had been out of the country, but the only time I had been out of the country was to visit my grandpa. So, like, it wasn't, I don't know, like, I knew what I was doing because I was with somebody from the country. But this was, like, whole different experience. And we were in this, like tiny village.
Yeah.
And I remember we went to a pub and, like, there was a rugby game on, I think. And it was the most terrifying experience of my life because here is little 16-year-old me.
Oh my God, you Snapchatted me. I remember that. You sent me a video. She sent me a video and it was like so loud in there and she was like trying to talk. I was like, I Snapchatted her back. I was like, Emily, I can't
literally,
hear
and
you.
I couldn't understand what they were saying because it was like all these old men yelling at the TV.
I Snapchatted her back and I was like, Emily, I can't fucking hear you.
Literally, I was like, they're speaking English, but I have no idea what they're saying.
Literally. And I remember when we were in Dublin, you weren't in the same room as I was, but... There, like, we were, like, hanging, like, Kylie was hanging her head out the window. This was another girl that we went with. We graduated with her. But she was hanging out the window and, like, calling down because there were guys, like, down in the courtyard below.
Oh, to be 16.
literally. And she was, like, talking to him, doing an accent. Ellie was like, get your head back in here. Like, she was freaking out. She's like, they're gonna come up here, they're gonna figure out what room we're in, and they're gonna rape us. And
I was like,
Ellie, I think it's fucking fine, like, you need to go fucking chill. And like, I was like, go to the bat. Like, I was so done with this this girl. Like,
I like how you were like, censoring that.
Literally. I was like, I don't know if I can go that far.
You should go in and do the little bleeps. Like, yeah. Bleep out every, yeah. every curse word.
For real. But, well, my professor said that we don't have to do that. But,
this is uncensored.
Literally. ASMR. Yeah. So, I kind of wanted to segue also into our Peru trip. Because me and Emily have been out of the country together twice now. We've gone on two tours, and we actually went with Miss Edens again. Yep. The same teacher that took us to.
Pretty much the three of us are like travel trio. It's a great time.
That's 100%. We will go somewhere again. But what was your favorite part of the Peru trip?
I think Machu Picchu because yes. I think so. I had been like a big. I don't play video games a lot, but I had just started playing like the Lara Croft video game, and I also like love Lara Croft.
You talking about that.
Yes, yeah, and
the
so
whole time we were there. You're like the jungle.
It's like Lara Croft. Yes. I was like freaking out, and it's crazy because I think that literally has made me realize what I think for the longest time I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I grew up, and I always liked the idea of archaeology, and like I always like was digging in the yard and like looking for stuff,
digging
and,
in the yard,
yeah, with little spoons and yeah. like back in the backwoods, you know,
for real.
Anyway, I just it was kind of insane because you know you see this place
literally
it looked unreal, like it looked fake. I remember taking the bus up the mountain,
yeah,
and you look out and it's just like the Amazon, like the jungle and the mountains.
Literally, it's just the jungle, and you're like, oh my god, what is out there?
It literally looks fake, like it looks like a video game, and yeah. the
it
fact
was
that
beautiful.
Yeah, and the fact that so much of it is unexplored and like
kind of terrifying to me.
I know it's like, kind of terrifying.
I don't want to be anywhere where that has not been explored because this bitch would get lost.
Literally, and then like
my sense
a
of
tiger,
direction. Who is she?
A tiger would come eat you.
Yeah, I just if I saw a tiger, I'd just be like,
it's over.
It's fucking.
It's over for the tiger though.
No, it's definitely over for Abby because she tried to climb a tree and that tiger would be up at the top waiting for me by the time I got up there. He'd be like, "Where are you going, bitch?"
Fact.
I just don't.
Yeah.
But I just like I think I mean obviously like. Machu Picchu was definitely the highlight of the trip, but like I loved the little town. I think it was called I'm gonna butcher the name, but Ollantaytambo.
That was pretty good. I like the you did the double L thing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, I was like, I need to make sure I do this right. I don't want to be disrespectful. I was kind of sweating there for a second, but I just like I really liked that small town because we went and got coffee and they had like a little time. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like we went and
yeah,
got
yeah.
coffee a lot and they had like the little like town square and like all the little kids
playing soccer.
That
was another
soccer.
One that I was like, this is like Lara Croft.
Yeah. Well, and like, I don't remember.
We were staying that hotel that had like the courtyard thing that was super badass. Mm-hmm. That was like,
yeah,
oh
Peru
my God.
Peru was all around. It was a pretty sick trip. The only thing that kind of sucked was that like the whole group. Like, oh, they didn't have any service. Yeah. And like, I didn't mind it. But then again, I also did just because I was so far away from home and like, I mean, like, and Emily here, Emily Bloom, and then, like, the spot, like, the, what is it called again? I'm sorry.
Chaperone.
Thank you. I almost said sponsor.
They gave us money.
I wish. But, yeah, our chaperone, like, Emily Edens, you guys were, like, the only ones that I knew. So, like, and, like,
well,
the people,
other group that we were with was just not. That's, I think, the one thing that I didn't like. That was definitely the biggest con, is getting paired up with people that you don't know who they are. And also people that are so vastly
different than you are.
In terms of age and in terms of maturity.
Yeah, they were like 15, 16-year-olds. And at the time, this was...
Because I think it's...
This was after we graduated high school. So we were like 18 and they were like
15,
16.
Yeah. We were 18, almost 19.
Yeah.
And I think like going... Because I think if people who were older than us would have gone on that England trip with us,
they would have hated us.
Oh my 100%. God. Oh my God.
But we made good friends with them.
Yeah.
So
that was a good time. That was
a
good time.
The very first trip that we went on, whenever me and Emily first traveled together, we got a group and we actually got along with them really well.
Yeah.
But the second time when we went to Peru, we did not get along with them. They weren't very nice people.
Yeah.
But they were also just like a lot younger than
there was also a lot of them. And I think, yeah.
And yeah, there was only four of us in our group total. It was me, you, Emily Edens, and then
and
your
mom. Yeah.
So it was just us four girls, and then that just kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But looks like we are almost out of time already. So, you know, once again, thank you, Emily.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Emily, for coming on my show of...
The choir.
Yeah, the Travel Tales podcast. I definitely want to continue to do this, and I think that it is definitely going to happen. That
fun time.
That didn't make sense.
Great time. Made total sense.
Yeah, so bye, bitches.
Bye.